Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I don't play in the preseason. Or the guy trying to get it to the end zone. They're all back there. It's battered around. Cody Schrader still loose. Snyder's offensive lineman is tackled at the 3.
Oh, that was great. That was Jason Horowitz on the call for the Raiders Television Network. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Joe Spadoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky there, the morning roast. Hey, preseason's over, baby. It's officially go time for the San Francisco 49ers, Joe Shasky. I'm fired up. 2 weeks from today, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, Bobby Sala, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, against Purdy, Shanahan, well, I don't know if Hassan Reddick will be there, amongst others. I'm so damn excited and fired up to talk football this week. Real football, because this is nut up or shut up time, Joe Shasky.
I thought on Friday night's game, Brock Purdy looked great. Like, he really did. And he just looked like vintage Brock Purdy. You know, I think that we get kind of stuck in the weeds when it comes to, you know, players. Like, is he good? Is he how good? Can he make all the throws? He made a play. The rollout play, where he just made a beautiful, perfect touch pass with just enough arm strength needed. And I think we've underrated his aspect of understanding the feel of playing quarterback and how you throw a catchable ball. And I just feel really good about where he's at, where the team's at this year. And I think as long as he stays upright, which brings me to another big point, but as long as he stays upright, this team's going to win double-digit games as long as he's the quarterback and as long as Kyle Shanahan's the head coach. That's how good I believe in that team. And with him under center. And I know there's quarterback rankings that got dropped this morning. There's a new tier system. Ooh. The Athletic put it out today. We're going to discuss it at some point. But the 49ers are a high-level team. I think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. I think that goes pretty easy to say.
Yeah.
But if you're asking, like, your big grand takeaways from the third preseason game, Purdy looks great. And his jersey was greener than I needed it to be because they wore the white roadies and he was getting knocked around because this offensive line couldn't pass protect up front. If I am Brock Purdy, I take that jersey, I hand it over to John Lynch, and I say to him, get Trent Williams in here ASAP, my guy.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. And the Raiders didn't play any starters, so that's another part that's concerning there, where Purdy was getting knocked around. I will say the run game, though, for the offense was just absolutely dynamic. They were getting holes left and right. And Purdy, the scrambling ability for me, it's just a layer that you just didn't have with Nick Mullins, with Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance a little bit. But even then, like, and I'm sure a lot of you saw Trey Lance's game and performance over the weekend. 5 interceptions for the Dallas Cowboys. Not great. He did look like he was a lot faster, though. I'll give him that. He had like a 40-yard run for a touchdown. But something with Purdy, man, it's the functional mobility is what
yes.
I call it. Because he's not Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
No one is, right? He's not, you know, Cam Newton. But he's just fast enough to escape those linebackers, to escape those DBs. And it's knowing when to do it, because the 49ers, and I think the backup is going to be Josh Dobbs over Brandon Allen, I would think. I don't think it's been decided just yet. But Josh Dobbs looks to run a lot more than throwing, I feel like.
He bails.
You need the balance. Yeah. The great ones always have the balance of that. And Brock Purdy, I believe, has that. And yeah, it's just a couple preseason games. But I think that final preseason game, I don't care about the final score or any of that. After Brock, I was basically checked out. I just watched some of the other
people. Most people were.
Right. But you looked and you saw Brock Purdy in that game and felt comfortable heading into the season. Okay. After that last performance where he didn't have anyone around him.
But that's...
And I was freaking out, right? Like, I feel great about him and the 49ers' chances because, like you said, the head coach and the quarterback ultimately is what's going to get it done. Why do you think we always give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt?
Exactly.
Belichick and Brady. Now, is Shanahan Belichick and is Brock Purdy Tom Brady? No, not yet.
But they're closer to that than they are, you know, the offense to
Antonio
Raiders.
Pearson, O'Connell.
I'm not trying to shove it to you.
No. Absolutely.
Wouldn't you die to have Purdy if you're a Raider fan? Look at who they were trotting out Nathan Peterman, and they have Gardner.
Hey, he had a great throw in the red zone, the Peterman man.
I mean,
it was bad.
But I think that all the Purdy detractors need to take a deep breath and relax and realize no one's saying he's Mahomes, but he's closer to the Mahomes category than he is you going into the top 10 and trying to find a quarterback.
I was telling Bonte that last Friday. He's like, we were talking. I was like, we're comparing the two teams. I was like, you know how spoiled 49ers fans are right now?
Exactly. They're so good.
Please, we're complaining that Brock Purdy didn't look great because he was playing with a bunch of third and fourth stringers. Spare me. The Raiders are going to be a top 10 pick kind of a team next year, and the 49ers are going to be where? Probably in the NFC Championship again. Why? Because of Brock Purdy and the head coach, Kyle Shanahan. This segment, Joe Shasky, is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And a reminder that football season is upon us again. 2 weeks from today, Niners are taking on the Jets, which means it is time for another Red and Gold Summit. Join us Wednesday, September 4th at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs will start things off from 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve. Joe Shasky.
You know, I'm watching the 49ers and, you know, the second preseason game, and I don't know how tapped in people are on these things in the preseason. You know, the team's so high level, it's hard to get geared up for a game with a bunch of guys you've never heard of. I understand that especially when you're busy, it's the summer, you're trying to get your kids supplies for school because most of them have gone back or you're in the midst of going back.
Friday nights are weird too.
But seeing them have George Kittle out there, seeing Deebo Samuel out there, it does make a big difference because you're throwing to the guys that you're going to throw to in the game and seeing, you know, Chris Connolly out there who has been replacing Brandon Ayuk at practice right now. Jordan Mason, I thought, ran really well in this game. There was one play in particular that really sticks out for me. I told you it was the rollout play, but to me, it wasn't even a play where he threw the ball. He gets to the line of scrimmage and Brock Purdy audibles.
In a Kyle Shanahan offense?
He audibles to a run, and he does a little toss play to Jordan Mason, and he cuts, and he gets, 7 or 8 yards. It was just a subtlety of him having the autonomy to be able to check into that play. And I don't want to pretend like I know the intricacies of a Shanahan offense, and he's given a run play and a pass play, and he could choose between. I don't want to get into all that. But Purdy's mind, to me, is the separator from him from the just okay quarterbacks to the really good quarterbacks. All the really good quarterbacks are cerebral.
Yes.
Every one of them. You can't just be a player. You have to be thinking out there, pre-snap, post-snap, all that. And why I'm just so encouraged with Brock Purdy and the 49ers and where we're at right now is the guy's he just gets it. And when I watch him, he's calm. He knows who to throw. He identifies pre-snap who to attack. The Deebo play on the very first play of the game. You got Deebo on the outside against some third stringer. And he's like, you know what? I know Debo's not a high point guy. I'm throwing to Deebo. And I'm going to throw it on the sideline where it's a back shoulder kind of lob throw where only he can make a play. And if Deebo comes down with it, great. And if he doesn't, it's probably incomplete.
Yes.
That's why Brock Purdy's good.
Did have the pick, though. He did throw that pick. He tried to force Deebo there. The DB made a good play. Just saying. Not concerned there at all.
I was more concerned about him trying to tackle
the DB. I was like, you don't need to do
that. If he goes down, the season's over.
Season's over.
I mean, and I like Josh Dobbs, and he was frenetic and fun.
The pass or not.
He makes plays, but Brock Purdy goes down for more than 7 or 8 games. They're in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, not great there, but overall, 9-12, 96 yards. So, you know what? They didn't have any severe injuries. That's the one thing out of this when we were watching it. You thought Leonard Floyd, he gets rolled up on. Like, that's the guy that you brought in opposite of Nick Bosa to cause some havoc this year, and you already lose him before the season. Now, thankfully, that didn't happen. He was chalking it up with Shanahan on the sideline. They were yucking it up. I think they're calling it a knee injury, but it doesn't sound like it's super serious. Same with Yetur Gross-Matos, another one of their offseason acquisitions on that defensive line. Joe Shiesky got rolled up on as well with that knee. So just stay healthy the next 2 weeks. Can we just do that, 49ers? And speaking of health, and speaking of people that they may be getting back at practice this week, Ricky Pearsall, Joe Shiesky, and a guy we haven't heard from in a while, Talanoa Hufanga.
You know, it's interesting. Like, Matt and I were doing the boss. We're doing a Spaces Friday night at halftime.
How'd that go?
It went really well. It was fun. You know, I don't have the setup he has. He, like, lies on the couch like he's the therapist, and he angles his phone just right. I don't have that setup. Whatever he has, he must have, like, a table or something that he could put down. I was, like, walking around like a lunatic, you know. I always put the camera probably too close to my face in general. That's a big criticism from many people. Like, oh, I don't need to see your chipped teeth. It's like, all right, thanks. I appreciate that.
Oh, thanks.
But one of my big takeaways regarding, like, first-round picks, and this, I just think we put way too much stock into first-round picks. Look at how the 49ers have been built. All their best players, outside of Nick Bosa, have been second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth-round picks, seventh-round picks. All of them. You traded a bunch of middle-round picks for Trent and CMC. They're pretty good, okay? Deebo Samuel, second-round pick.
They were first-rounders, though.
Agreed, yes. But you acquired them with middle-round picks.
Correct.
Fred Warner, he pretty good? Yeah, third-round pick.
Decent player, probably already going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Trajectory.
That's all. Yeah. George Kittle, I mean, one of the greatest tight ends in 49er history. Hall probably the best, you know, tight end in 49er history
when it's all said and done. Hall of Famer when it's all said and done.
Yeah, fifth-round pick. I mean, he's pretty good. You know, Dominic Pooney, who's going to start right now. We're making this big hoopla about Ricky Pearsall. If Dominic Pooney was a first-round pick, people would be doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to be a 10-year starter at right guard, right? Like, that's not a good pick. That's a grand slam pick. They've got a cornerback and Renardo Green, who I think can help them on the inside and outside immediately. D'Amino Lenore, one of the up-and-coming cornerbacks in the game, mid to late round pick. So don't get me wrong. I don't love the Pearsall pick today. It's not ideal. He's been injured all year. Let's see what happens. But if Jacob Cowing, who's their fourth round pick, ends up being a player, no one's going to care. No one is going to care about Ricky Pearsall. And that is kind of the beauty of the 49er front office. They've missed a ton of first round picks, but they've crushed it in the middle to late rounds. And if you're hitting at a 30-35% clip rate in the draft, you're destroying the draft in a good way.
Well, I can't think of, like, and again, we always go back to the Patriots, right, and the Patriot way. And, like, how many first-round picks do they always give up to try to acquire, like, or a top pick, a second-round pick, to a Randy Moss, if you will, or someone? They are always trying to get that next big player that's already established, because Belichick liked his established players. He would whiff all the time in the draft, but you know what?
Yep.
You hit on a Rob Gronkowski, you hit on a Julian Edelman, you hit on some of these guys that become mainstays in your organization later on. Like, it does great things going forward for you and the rest of the team that you can, you know what, afford to miss and whiff every now and then because you got these guys locked up for 5-10 years.
I mean, I'm looking at, like, the finances of the team, which has been a big conversation, you know. Move Trent and Ayuk to the side, because we're not going to bring up Trent and Ayuk until something happens. I'm exhausted. You, the audience, are exhausted. I want to get fired up for 49er football. We got the Jets in 2 weeks. I mean, let's go. Like, I'm ready to go. And these guys, I'm just going to assume these guys are going to show up. And when something happens, we'll report on it. But I'm not here sitting there arguing about, is it 27 or 28 million? Is it 31 or 32 for Trent? Like, nobody cares. Get it done. We just want to see him. So let's move that to the side, and we'll update you when that happens. They're going to pay Purdy a lot of money, and it's going to make it very difficult to keep high-priced players on other parts of the team. So unless you crush it in the draft and find dirt-cheap players who can contribute on rookie deals, you're going to be in trouble. And I look at this year's team, and I say, I think they've done that. I think that they finally had a legitimate great draft with a bunch of young, cheap, controllable players who you can offset the loss of some of the great elite talent when you pay the quarterback. And I think it's going to be a huge season for the 49ers this year to find out who to keep and then which of these rookies can take starting spots down the line. And I think a lot of these youngsters look like they're ready to contribute. Isaac Arendo, we hadn't seen him all preseason. How about that kick return?
It was incredible. After the Raiders had that punt return for a touchdown, then they almost get the kickoff return. You're already fearing the special teams right now. You go back to that Super Bowl, and that was the one thing that cost them a chance to win. It was probably the special teams play, and it bounced off. It was a freak play kind of a thing. But you had kind of flashbacks there. But by the way, the punter for the Niners, Harvin?
I've been on that.
We sure he's not better than Wisnowski?
Wisnowski's been dealing with a knee injury all preseason. They're like, he's good. And I'm saying, I don't know. And then I know like Harvin kicked it too far. He outkicked his coverage, which I think is laughable because if guys take the proper angles and just wrap up.
Also, just don't get jammed at the line of scrimmage.
Well, yes. One guy got pushed completely out of bounds. That's what the broadcast was saying. Like, you can't have that happen.
No.
Right? So the punter did his job. Kick return, punt return. Can you, cover the way you're supposed to? But I'll say this. Moody made another field goal, and Jake Moody is almost perfect in the preseason. I feel really good about where he's at. I feel like he got about two or three different guys who can be punt returners or kick returners. Guerrero, Cowing, those are two rookies. They look good. To me, they look as good, if not better, than what I saw from Ray McLeod in the preseason last year.
Well, that's the takeaway, right? We're talking about takeaways from a preseason game, but like just all preseason, doesn't matter the teams. Like special teams is going to be a major factor this year. The kick return is a thing now. The punt returning is always a thing a little bit, but the kick returning specifically with this new kickoff rule, like there may be times when, you know what, you're desperate in a game and it's late in the season. It's a playoff mode. And maybe you put Deebo Samuel back there or something like that. Maybe it's a tight game against the divisional Rams, right? And you need a big play from a big time playmaker. And yeah, maybe it is a rookie that steps up this year, but that's going to be a factor this year. And I'm actually excited to watch it. At first, I wasn't. Just aesthetically, it's very hard if you've been watching something forever and it changes. Kind of like the Ghost Runner for some people. It's just like, what are we doing here? But the kickoff has just been so engrossed in our DNA since we're kids, Joe Shasky, that it's just a ceremonial kick, basically. Now it's just like, oh no, I got to be paying attention for this now.
There were 10 kickoffs in the Super Bowl. Not one was returned.
There you go.
So like the NFL was like, what we're trying to do is eliminate dead plays.
Yes.
Plays that don't matter. And that's why they moved the field goal, or excuse me, the extra point back, which I think was a brilliant thing. Like we see just enough misses to know that it's not a lock.
It's not a gimme.
Right? And
it drives me nuts, by the way. Just make a damn extra. Like that is the most infuriating thing in sports is the missed extra point. Because you feel like, oh, I just got a touchdown, everything's great. And then you miss that. It's like, I don't feel good.
Which is what the Niners did in the Super Bowl too.
Oh yeah. Doc, Jake Moody. Come on, you're feeling good about Moody though. Aren't you, Joe? Come on, you're good, dude.
I do feel good about Moody. And I look at this defense, and they dodged a huge bullet with the Leonard Floyd thing because, Gross Matos goes off on one play, and then the very next play, it's just a couple of linemen jammed up, and Leonard Floyd is getting kind of twisted around, and Malik Collins, who is a massive human being, just randomly gets folded back into the back of Leonard Floyd's leg, ankle. It looked high ankle to me, and he grabbed just below the knee, and you're thinking, oh no, why is he playing in a meaningless game with no Bosa and no Fred Warner? I mean, I get that some guys want to get the work, but I could see people losing their minds with Shanahan, and it's like, look, football players play football. And there was a point after that, I was like, I saw two drives from Brock Purdy and the 49ers. I was like, get everyone out of this game. And then he went out there and they had that drive and he threw that interception. I still feel great about Purdy. I'm not going to lose my mind about an interception here or there. I got 30 games of him being pretty freaking elite. And so I feel pretty good. I didn't love the pass. Thought it was a little behind. Deebo, isn't the greatest route runner. But I'm not making sweeping indictments on how good a player is off of one play in the second quarter of a preseason game. Everyone needs to chill.
888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. Also hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. We are streaming on all of those providers. Search 95.7 The Game, like, subscribe. Also be sure to download the Odyssey app. It is free, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And also, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? What's coming up next on 95.7 The Game is more of your thoughts and more of your calls and texts. How are we feeling about this team heading into week one? Again, 2 weeks away from week one, Santa Clara, Levi's Stadium, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets coming into town. You feel better? You feel worse? No Ayuk, no Trent, but man, I feel great about Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan. Is that enough for you to feel good about this season overall, 49ers fans? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up. Sponsored by Express Employment Professional.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldwin with the NFL Network, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
We're still rolling. Spadoni in for Bonte alongside Joe Shasky. Bonte's enjoying himself. He was at a Yankees game yesterday, Joe. He was watching Aaron Judge hitting 50 bomb skis against the Colorado Rockies. He's feeling great. Giants take the L yesterday, take the L in the series. Final score 4-3. Not great after a team you just are playing in the Pacific Northwest who can't score a lick. Just fired their manager, Scott Servais, and they win that series for the first time it feels like forever. And tough. Tough at bat yesterday for Mark Canna, too. Yikes.
You know,
vibes, though, for Mark. Great.
Look, everyone's got their feelings about the San Francisco Giants, and as that Niner game was ending on Friday night, the Giants were losing and blowing a huge lead. And we could talk about a lot of different things when it comes to the Giants. I'm going to give you the optimistic view. I think Tyler Fitzgerald's a player, and I think Elliot Ramos is the best everyday player they've had since Buster Posey retired. Right? And maybe that's not saying much, and you'd say,
I'm optimistic, Bonte.
You know, it's only been since May 8th, and, you know, we're in August 26th. It's not... The guy just hit 20 home runs, all right? Since May 8th, all right? He's batting .284, and every time it feels like he goes in a little bit of a 2 or 3 or 4 game slide, he busts out of it with an absolute moonshot, mm-hmm. either to dead left or he hits one to right center field or whatever. Like, his power is unbelievable. I don't think he's a superstar. I don't think he's going to gravitate people to lean forward and go to the television and turn on the phone when he comes to bat. I just think he's a really good baseball player, and I really like Elliot Ramos. And if there's one big takeaway from this year, it's that Birdsong can play. I think Harrison's coming around. He's still got some ways to go, but he's coming around. I'm encouraged. Fitzgerald looks like he can play. I think I have a spot for him somewhere next year. And Elliot Ramos is a legitimate outfielder for the next couple of years for your San Francisco Giants. Those are big, good takeaways.
And if you want more of those takeaways, make sure you're subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, the one podcast you need to be listening to for all your Giants talk needs. Sam Lubman and that guy right there, Joe Shasky, will bring you the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area, no matter what happens the rest of the season, good or bad. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts. But today, it's all about, as a former host at the station, I like to say, y'alls and your calls, baby. I want to hear from the 49ers fans today, 888-957-9570. And if you usually listen or watch us on YouTube, don't worry, we'll get that back up shortly. That's powered by First NorCal Credit Union, but it also gives you an opportunity to download that free Odyssey app, Joe Shasky, because not only do you have 95.7 The Game on there, you have thousands of other stations. If you're into politics, if you're into aliens, if you're into medical stuff, if you're into space, whatever, Odyssey app has everything right there. Does this 49ers team have everything, have all the ingredients right now to win a Super Bowl? Right now, Joe Shasky, it's the 49ers, it's the Chiefs. I think they have the two best odds to get back to the Super Bowl, whether you're a gambling person or not. Mm. You'd have to feel pretty good. I know no Ayuk. I know no Trent. I still feel great about Brock Purdy. I feel even better about George Kittle making awesome catches. I felt great about Deebo Samuel on Friday. Offensive line, again, Trent is a Hall of Famer. You can't replace guys like that. I'm sorry. You just don't replace guys like that. It was very hard to replace Joe Staley, but they did that with Trent Williams, so maybe I should back up a little bit. But I feel great about this team. I do feel like 49ers fans, though, and I'm kind of calling them out right now. I'm feeling underwhelmed by them.
Because of the melancholy offseason of
I find their lack of faith disturbing. I'm going Darth Vader right now. They're called the 49er faithful. I'm calling the 49er lack of faithful right now.
Well, so, okay. Like, watching the game Friday night, Trent Williams is so vital. Like, they've got to get him in, right? That's obvious. And everyone's nodding their head like, yeah, you're right, no duh. I think we're overrating just in general. Like, Ayuk's really good. They really need Ayuk, right? All those are, but like, is Ayuk the difference between winning 7 games and 12 games? No. And I don't think that's an indictment on him. I think that's more a byproduct of how they play football. They're going to play football through the running back and through play action and through throwing it to the open man. Right? And that could be Kittle, that could be Debo, that could be Cowing, that could be Juwan Jennings, that could be Brandon Ayuk, whoever it is. I think Ayuk is awesome. I really do. If this were the Bengals, and you go 3 wide on every play. If this were the LA Rams and you're on 3 wide on every play, I would be much more concerned about the Ayuk thing. Now, I want Ayuk. I hope that they figure it out and that they come to some sort of resolution. He comes in. Because, yes, it's a lot easier winning with him. And they're a more potent offense. But I don't think they go from being like a top 5 offense with Ayuk to being like 22nd in offense without Ayuk. I do believe that is the case without Trent Williams.
Do you know what made America one of the biggest powers in the world?
The nuclear bomb?
No. It was an abundance of natural resources.
Oh, okay.
I'm going history on you.
Okay. I just watched this whole thing on the Wild Wild West and how they were mining silver to back up the money post-Civil War.
We have everything here. That's why we were so great for so long. We still are great. And you know what? A lot of people think we need to be great again and stuff like that. We're fine the way we are. All right? There's some faults
we can improve on.
Just like the 49ers is what I'm trying to get
at.
They have an abundance of resources.
Ooh, I like this.
On the offensive side of the ball, on the defense, specifically the offense. And I was getting into this with Bonte last week, and I don't think he agreed with me wholeheartedly. But I was like, they can win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Like I'm with you. They can't without Trent Williams. Like that's basically, I think, where a lot of 49ers fans are. Maybe some 49ers fans disagree with me at 888-957-9570. Would you like to have him? Yes. Will your team be slightly worse without him? Yes. But again, in the NFC, I can absorb that. I can't absorb a loss of a Trent Williams.
I'm with you.
You just can't do it. So I think eventually Trent will show up this week, next week, whenever it is. Ayuk, I have no idea when that's happening. Again, you mentioned it. We'll tell you when something happens. If not, it's just status quo until further notice, because that's all that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have said as well. But you got Christian McCaffrey, the best offensive player in football last year. He won the Offensive Player of the Year award because, you
he's
know...
He's on the cover of Madden.
He's on the cover of Madden. Against the Raiders, too. I kind of had a feeling some type of way about that, but that's fine. Like,
he's the face of the league. Like, it's Mahomes, it's him, it's Justin Jefferson. You have one of the faces of the league in CMC.
And it feels like they're still getting slept on a little bit. And maybe that's just me, just, you know, in this Bay Area bubble here, and it's like, oh, they don't talk about us in the national media landscape as much as Mahomes, all this sort of stuff. But I do feel like the Niners are getting slept on a bit, and maybe that is because of this tumultuous offseason. But that being said, I still look at the Eagles. Sirianni and Jalen Hurts have a problem.
Yeah, I can't take them.
I can't take them seriously when your head coach and your quarterback are at odds. Jordan Love, let me see a whole season. Half the season was great.
Hey. That's my fantasy quarterback right now, bro.
Yeah, let's see.
Don't talk down on my guy.
Let's see it. They got Josh Jacobs now, great running back. Let's see. Josh has been doing a lot of talking. Let's stay on the field there, buddy, before you do some more talking.
Whoa.
Who else we got there? The Lions? Here's the expectations now. You got there. You were a half away from getting to the Super Bowl. Now you have legit expectations. Everyone's going to be on you, Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have a microchip. You just paid everyone.
Gibbs hurt himself early.
Correct.
He's going to be back, but
let's see.
Yeah,
with these expectations, that division is going to be stacked. Caleb Williams is going to be a problem. Are they going to be a playoff team in year one? I'm not sure, but they're going to upset some teams.
Yeah.
Hell, they might upset the Niners when they play them this year. They are loaded top to bottom. Like, the NFC is coming, but the Niners are still a step ahead of everyone else, is what I'm trying to get at.
No, I'm with you on this one. And I think, like, again, I want people to make sure they understand what we're saying here. It's like, Ayuk's awesome. He's an awesome player.
He was second team all pro. He was one of the best wide receivers in football last year. That just speaks to how loaded this team is offensively.
Yeah, and like I look at it as I would rather have him, but if you're asking me, you know, can they still win it? Let's just say, had he been out for the year with an injury, the season's not over,
no.
Right?
No.
Niner fans would be like, all right, well, you just drafted a bunch of wide receiver rookie guys. We have Juwan Jennings, and you have Conley, and you have one of the most creative offensive minds in football. Figure it out. Well, and you have a great tight end who could use more usage.
Would we have said that in, like, years past where if Julian Edelman, let's say, was out for the season with Tom Brady, it would hurt a lot. I have so much faith in Belichick and Brady still.
I completely
that
agree.
Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis get me there. Right?
So true.
I have that faith in Shanahan.
They've kind of earned it.
Right? They how many NFC championships? They've been to two different Super Bowls, two different quarterbacks. Like, sooner or later, and I get it, we love to crush the head coach because he hasn't gotten the job done, but he's gotten to as close as you can get, Joe Shasky, of getting the job done. You just happen to go up against the greatest quarterback potentially in the history of the sport and head coach. Like, then the breaks. I'm sorry.
So, like, in this game, he obviously had the interception, but he was 9-12. Talking about Brock Purdy. It's a preseason game, so whatever. You can make as much or as little of it as you want. He had 96 yards. He scrambled for about 15, 20 yards. He was hit, my count, he was pressured 9 times, but he was hit 6 times. And one of them was because he tackled a guy after the interception.
Yeah.
That's too many hits.
Yeah.
Right? And whether it's, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, Nick Mullins, Trey Lance, whoever, Brian Hoyer. I'm talking about some of the quarterbacks who have been under center for the Niners during the Shanahan era. Mm-hmm. No quarterback is going to stay upright getting hit that much. So it is imperative that they figure out this Trent Williams thing and just get him in. Like, he's order of business number one. That's number one. Number two is, all right, figure out what's going on with the Brandon Ayuk situation. But I don't think that takes him from, like, let's say Ayuk's not on the team. For injury or trade or elsewise, he just doesn't want to play. They don't go from like, oh, you're a top two or three team in the NFC to you're not making the playoffs. Like, that's not accurate. They have too much talent. And I don't know if you saw it over the weekend. This kid, Jacob Cowing's coming. Yeah. And we could freak out about Pearsall's shoulder and him being a first round pick. But again, this team finds a way to get great contributors in the second, third, fourth, and fifth rounds up until Mr. Irrelevant year after year after year. And this Cowan kid is going to be a player. He's on the come.
What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. More of this talk, more of this conversation. I want to pick it up more because, again, Pearsall, Hufanga, expected to practice this week. Hufanga, we'll see if he starts the season on the pup list or not. But Pearsall, practicing is huge. I mean, this is a guy that was drafted in the first round, a potential Ayuk, well, it could have been a potential Debo replacement at the time we were talking about the NFL draft. So we'll get into that on the other side as well. Expectations for him, because he needs to play week one. He needs to get the reps. I want to get Joe Chassie's thoughts on that on the other side, plus yours at 888-957-9570. Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th, for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, thanks, Adam. Spadoni in for Bonte alongside Joe Shasky. And what's this segment, I should say, is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Love me some Yeezy and Jay-Z on a Monday morning. Also love watching on my television screen, Joe Shasky, Field Yates at this fantasy football like combine thing they're doing, where he is running into one of those inflatable. He's on a beach right now. Field Yates, obviously ESPN fantasy guy. He dislocated his shoulder running into one of those like inflatable football guys. You've never had an injury like that before, have you?
No, not like that. I mean, but I will say this.
Oh no.
That was for fantasy football, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Getting old sucks.
Yeah.
All right? So me and my homies had our fantasy draft Saturday night. And every year it's an annual tradition where we all get together Now, everybody's got kids. Everybody's got a family. We're all super busy. Like, in the words of Guru, I got three kids and a bunch of problems, right? And we all do. And my boy EJ hosted us. And you got to understand, this crew of guys, all San Franciscans that we all grew up together. I've known my buddy Matt Murphy. I've known Matt since I was in kindergarten. My boy Rocco is still one of my best friends. We knew each other in kindergarten. Our dads went to high school together.
Is my guy Guido there, too?
Guido was there. Okay, he was in rare form. I love wearing Guido. A Tennessee Volunteer hat.
I've met the guy once, played golf with him, and he might be my best friend ever.
Yeah, Jimbo, Lurd, Randy. I'm trying to think who else was there. Shimanak, who's just out of his mind.
Oh, was your brother there, by the way? Give your brother some love. I saw him. I saw him at the Hot Wheels, like, monster truck race thing at Chase Center.
Yeah.
Took the little guy, little girl. It was fun. But I saw him. It was one of those things where he's too far away for me to get. It was really loud and stuff. So, but I did see your brother. I want him to know that I said, you know, I saw him.
Yeah, nice. And so this whole crew, my boy Murph, Nevin, if I'm forgetting somebody, I apologize. Jimbo, like, we've all been drafting for 25 years together. Okay, and we've all known each other. So we all get together. It's like, it's rare. We're so old, you know, half of us don't even drink anymore because we got problems. And, you know, so we're all telling old
don't
stories.
Need the headache.
We're just talking smack. This is when you know you're old. My boy Guido turns to me and goes, I've been laughing so hard, my neck hurts. My back hurts.
My neck and my back.
And then my boy Lurd goes, yeah, mine does too. My cheeks hurt. I've been laughing so hard. We're so old. We got hurt laughing.
I have to, the amount of times, because obviously I try to stand a lot because I'm sitting down for most of the day here looking at a screen, talking to a mic, stuff like that. The amount of times I have to just stop, push the mic away, and just turn my back like I'm doing right now just to pop the lower back. I wish I had, like, a mic on there. You know how you see those? Because you're part of it. You've been on the social media game where you go to a chiropractor and they mic you up so they can really hear the cracks and stuff like that.
Shout out Joe Jaime.
Shout out the adjusters. There you go. Yeah, so he's making the adjustment. So, I feel that. I'm only 31 years old, but once you have the two kids, because you got the one, that ages you 5 years. Two will age you 10. And if it's a boy and girl, it'll age you 20, because they just keep fighting. I don't know I swear to God, Joe, this girl, we'll get back to the 49ers in a second, Ricky Pearsall and all that. He's going to be practicing this week. Hopefully he should be ready for week one if he does indeed practice. She just beats the living hell out of her older brother. And I try to tell her to stop. I try to tell her no. She just thinks it's the funniest thing ever. I don't know what to do.
Well, good luck with that. That's what I'm going to say. Good luck with that.
She's 1 year old, and Benny's just like, and I can't get mad at Benny for retaliating, but then he gets really like, okay, you want to go kind of a thing, and like puts her in a headlock. So I was like, oh my, just two kids and a bunch of problems. There you go.
Well, we're all old, and so we had our fantasy draft. We'll get back into the Niners, but we're all very old, and we had our fantasy draft, and literally multiple guys were injured laughing so hard because we were all just ripping each other. Then we end up showing up to Carl's Beacon, and we're all going to go out and have a couple cocktails, whatever, do our thing, right? I drove a bunch of guys. We go over there.
Sure.
And one of our buddies, and you tell me if this is inbounds or out of bounds, fair or foul. I want everyone to contribute here. When we were like in our 20s, there was always one older guy who'd come walking into the bar with his dog, and we'd always be like, oh God, who's that guy? Well, my boy Shimanak, who's unmarried, he's the guy.
That's not a real
name. He came walking
in. That's not a real name.
Yeah, his name's Shimmy. Shimanak, Brian Shimanak. He's out there.
Okay.
Everybody knows Shimmy.
I thought that was his first name for a second. I was like, no chance.
No.
Irish last name, Shimanak?
Oh, he's a legend. Everyone knows him. St. Brennan's legend. And you can even ask him. He'll tell you he's a legend. He came walking in, knew everyone in the bar, and had the Labrador with him like he was the man. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Shimmy, I love you. I just said, he's the guy.
Shimmy.
That inbounds or out of bounds? Bringing the Labrador into the bar.
That's out of bounds. I can't have a dog.
Ladies' man.
Back it up. I'll back up the truck a little bit. Bay Area, we have a lot of outdoor patio seating. I'm fine if it's an outdoor connection, Joe Shastri.
There's no outdoor anything.
So, now I'm out on the dog indoors when I'm drinking
with you
stuff
on
like
that.
Service animals, it's fine, whatever. Like, I'm fine with that.
Of course, with service animals.
But,
the only service this dog is providing is friendship.
No. Well, labs are good dogs.
Well,
that's fine.
It's his wingman. Okay. He thinks that's how he's getting chicks.
Is he?
He does well for himself.
Okay.
He does well for himself. He told too many stories, and we all were yawning.
Speaking of doing well for themselves, I think Kyle Shanahan's been doing pretty well for himself when it comes to the 49ers and being head coach the last couple seasons. He's built, him and John Lynch together, have built an incredible roster, Joe Shasky. But are they still the best in the NFC when it comes to their roster top to bottom? Chris Sims, NBC Sports, doesn't think so.
49ers would be my four, definitely. One, hey, listen, you know, I think the quarterback is a hair overrated. They are getting up there in age. The receivers, as far as, like, Kittle, his age, the offensive line, other than Trenton Williams, doesn't really have another guy that you would
want. This was tough because, you know, me and Devontae, we talked.
Offensive linemen out there. Defense, we know they're talented, but I think what I'm also taking into account is, like, yeah, you're not going to have Dre Greenlaw near 100% anytime soon. Hufanga at safety is still working his way back, right? So there's some of that along with, like you talked about, the aging of the football team that still really, really talented. And Shanahan probably will, if he finds out, text me the middle finger emoji or something like this. But
good.
Regardless.
Good. I'll make sure he finds
they're,
out.
They're damn good. There's no doubt. But yeah, I don't think they're quite the Lions or the Packers. Not this year.
Well, all right, let's. Wow.
That was, again, Chris Sims, who's very tight with Kyle Shanahan. The guy's got matching tattoos, played together at Texas. Mike Florio as well, Pro Football Talk.
You know what this reminds
me of? Most talented roster in the NFC, Joe Shasky?
Yeah, I think that's laughable. I mean, come on. Let's just look at Detroit. Like, I have a lot of respect for Detroit. And look, maybe by year's end, this doesn't age well because guys are older and they're on the come. And I get where Detroit is. But let's just break it down. Who's better, Hutchinson or Bosa?
Bosa.
Okay. Who right now, who's better, Penei Sewell or Trent Williams?
Ooh.
I think that's really close.
That's really close. I think I might lean Sewell.
Okay. So slight edge there. All right. Wide receivers. I think the Niners' totality of wide receivers is better than just Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson, and Reynolds.
If they have Ayuk, yes, with Debo and George Kittle. No Ayuk, I might take Laporta and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Because I was going to go separate on tight ends. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Fine.
Receiving core, I went. But you're right. Apologies.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So like Laporta or Kittle. Yeah, I love Laporta.
Yeah, but Kittle was the best tight end in football last year.
That's what I'm saying, right? Okay, now running back. Like, I love Gibbs. I love Montgomery. I thought they were an awesome
team. McCaffrey's the best running back in football.
He's the best player. Now let's go to the most important, right? The secondary Niners are better. Their secondary is better than theirs. Yes. Linebacker.
Yeah, you're going
Niners.
You're going Fred Warner.
Yeah, exactly.
And whoever else.
Now let's go to the most important things. Quarterback. I'm taking Purdy over Goff.
Yes.
I think a lot of people are.
Yes. And right. I actually, listen,
and I like Goff.
I think Goff gets a lot of, like, unwarranted hate. Like, everyone saw that contract. It was like, oh, it was like, he's
really good.
He's taken almost, he took the Rams to the Super Bowl, and he almost took the Lions to the Super Bowl. That's incredible. Like, if his career is over today, he's had a pretty damn good career.
Look, most Niner fans were like, it's Jared Goff. That's what we were thinking in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
Even though he hit Reynolds in the hands multiple times.
He did. I don't think he was the reason they lost that NFC championship game.
Now let's go to the most important.
But he wasn't the reason they won it.
Head coach. You really think Dan Campbell's better than Kyle Shanahan? I love Dan Campbell, but come on.
No. I love Dan Campbell, too.
I do, too. I love him.
But no. He is not. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, outside of McVay and Andy Reid, it's Kyle Shanahan for me. That's how much respect I have for him.
I'm with you. And so I just look at it right now, and I'm like, look, they're very close. I'm taking the Niners, and I'll put my biases out there. Like, I understand. I see it through red and gold lenses. But the Niners are the better team. Just look at the rosters.
The only argument, to your point, against that would be the youth and the wear and tear and just getting to that mountaintop, getting to that Matterhorn, if you will. And I don't know if you've been on the actual Matterhorn at Disney.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very fun if you're tall or tall-ish.
Yeah, but I'm not.
No, but it hurts. Like, that's an old ride. You get bent and broken. You're talking about breaking your back. That thing will break your back in four different ways. It's tough to get back there and lose again in the fashion you did. And I'm sure the wounds were kind of opened a little bit on Friday being back at Allegiant Stadium for some of those players. George Kittle didn't think so. He joined you guys last week when Baldy was in studio. It was a tremendous interview, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. But it's tough to get back there. So if there was anything I would lean on, if I was the Lions, be like, yeah, we're younger. We're the next thing. You guys are old. You guys had your chance. That's how I think a lot of these younger teams are looking at it right now.
Well, that's
Eagles, Niners. No. The Packers, the Lions. Hell, who is that? The Bears is too early for them. But those two teams in particular that I think Chris Sims are alluding to, I just don't buy that they're more talented.
No,
though. I just don't. Like, youth, sure. Talent, no.
Well, and then let's just look at sports in general. How many times do teams make this?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.